SBI Media with the Make-A-Wish program. We have Vicki Buckley and Tammy Bitter. They are volunteers for Make-A-Wish in Star Valley. You ladies, thank you for joining us at SBI.
We're happy to be here.
First of all, tell us about Make-A-Wish in general. Who starts?
Well, I've been doing it for about 3-4 years now. And then Tammy, she joined my group, her and I. And we visit families to determine where or who or what they want to do. It's a process. We meet the family. Then
to do for a child who's going through a difficult time health-wise.
Yes, right. More.
To qualify for this stage of Make-A-Wish, or for to qualify for Make-A-Wish, the children need to be between the ages of 2.5 and 18, and they need to have been diagnosed with life-threatening illness.
Okay.
So before we get them, they make application to Make-A-Wish Wyoming, which is based in Casper, and then Make-A-Wish Wyoming will contact us and say, would you like to work with this child? And of course, we always say yes, and then we get involved at that point.
And then, for example, a child like the one you just recently helped here, Avon Lancaster,
yes.
Age 7, what will she do with Make-A-Wish?
Her wish is to see Cinderella in Disney World. And she is a Cinderella freak. She loves
all things
all Cinderella or princess.
I think I have some granddaughters like that.
The first day we met her, how many dresses did she put on? Probably three or four dresses to model for us.
Okay.
Yep.
And you recently had a program at Kodiak in Afton, Kodiak Lodge, and her family came. Her dad, Spencer Lancaster, her mom, Hannah Lancaster, her brother, Garrett Lancaster. What did you do at Kodiak as you honored this little princess?
There were about 40 or 45 people that the family invited. We met, I think, 6 grandparents and close friends and cousins and little friends who also dressed up as princesses. And they were all there to celebrate Avon going to Disney World.
Okay. How do you present something like this? Does the child know that they have something like this coming up as an honor with Make-A-Wish?
Yes, they do know that we're coming, that they be working with them to determine. Yes, they know. Make this short. Yes.
Okay. Avon, how was her reaction when you honored her just this recently past Sunday?
She was ecstatic. She followed Cinderella around for 2 hours. No, I take that back. Cinderella followed Avon around.
Speaking of Cinderella, you had a Cinderella come.
Yes, we did.
Cinderella.
Flew all the way from Disney World via Star Valley High School.
One of our talented actresses at Star Valley High School.
Hannah
and the
Hatterley.
Picture I see here, Hannah Hatterley, looks like an excellent Cinderella.
Oh, she was so
amazing.
Patient with her and all the curls.
Stepped right into character.
And totally stepped into character.
Yep. She was just, we couldn't ask for a better Cinderella. So she was, kudos to Hannah, or
Thank
Anna.
You. We are visiting with Vicki Buckley and Tammy Bitter with the Make-A-Wish program. Based in Wyoming, but they are specifically working in the Star Valley area. So we step back and look at Make-A-Wish, what you're doing, and you have some other children that you're going to be helping in the future. How do you both feel about it? What are you accomplishing? Vicki, start with you and then to Tammy.
My goal is smiles, just to see the reactions and the smile that they're going to get. A vacation, a wish that they'll never, ever experience. This is a one-in-a-lifetime wish. They'll never get another one because they only can have one from any wish granting organization. And just to see the smiles, and Avon was just beaming. All the girls were beaming when Cinderella walked in, and that's my reward. It's fun. You meet great people, and a lot of people in the valley just rally to help you.
Damn.
It's just amazing.
And Tammy?
Selfishly, it's really quite rewarding to be able to work with a family who has gone through so many trials in their life. Because their child is going through ill health. And before I did this, I worked with an organization that helped cancer kids. So I saw firsthand how devastating a major illness can be to a family in all areas. It changes their social life. It changes sometimes their finances and their family dynamics. Sometimes grandparents have to come And to be able to be a part of Make-A-Wish, where we see the totally happy end, maybe not end is a good word, but we see a wonderful little part that we can play in bringing joy to them, is extremely rewarding to me.
Help them along the journey. In the future, you have some additional young children you'll be helping and their families. They have contacted Make-A-Wish, and so you'll be working on this in the coming months, a year or so?
Yes, we have one that's coming up, as Tammy mentioned, in first part of the year. He's going to Disney World. He's a kind of a Lego and Tyler.
We have a little girl that doesn't know yet that she's mm-hmm. going to Disney World as well. Her mom wants it a complete surprise until we get there and do the sneak peek.
Doesn't always be involved Disneyland or Disney World, though. It could be something else.
Could be a sports fan, or their fan, their favorite sports person. Could be to go to Australia or Hawaii, or
Make-A-Wish sorts it all out and helps where they can,
wherever
and how they can.
Whatever their wish is, the child's wish is where they go.
And we can say from my limited experience that whatever Make-A-Wish does is not what normal us would do. It's above and beyond, way over the top. Avon's Disney experience will be unlike yours or mine, or our grandchildren or our kids, because Make-A-Wish really wants it to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. She will be treated like the princess she is.
Yes. They get a whole week, all expenses paid, to Disney World, their flights, their car, their meals. They stay at a fantastic place called Give Kids the World, that it's only for critically ill kids that are going there. And it's just amazing. I wish I was going. I get so excited.
Well, both of you have made a positive difference with the little ones in our valley. We thank you for that. Vicki Buckley, Tammy Bitter, there with the Make-A-Wish program based in Star Valley. And then they coordinate that through the Make-A-Wish program for Wyoming. Thank you for joining us today, ladies.
Thanks for having us.